Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on this broadcast each and every day. It is an opportunity for you, the listener, to participate with dialogue and discussion on the issue that we discuss. And let me invite you to do so today. Very serious topic, multiple of thoughts in relationship to it. But the question today, can America survive the Biden administration? Can America survive the Biden administration? On first smear, you'd say no. It's an impossibility. But we don't know, ladies and gentlemen, what God has in store for us as a nation. Perhaps he's using Joe Biden as part of his judgment tool to judge America because of the direction we've gone, our leaving God, our banning the Bible, banning prayer, the rejecting of Christ. We don't know that. So I'm asking it as a hypothetical question, can America survive the Biden administration? I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? We're going to look at some of the things today. We're looking at the continual push for the deadly COVID jab. We'll be talking about the mask mandates and how we've got four states, blue states in particular, that have lifted the mask mandates. Why did they lift them? Because masks have never worked from the very beginning. CDC, the WHO, all of those in the know, as I call it, knew that the masks were absolute fraudulent, but it was a way of getting the people, forcing the people to submit and surrender to the will of the tyrannical totalitarian tyrants in Washington and across the nation, in governor's seats and in mayor's seats. We'll be talking about some of these issues, what's happening to the morals and ethics and the values in our nation, and the decline of our churches, and the indoctrination in our schools, where the students are taught that America is an evil, wicked nation, where the BLM are pushing in the classrooms for the chanting of the students, marveling at and appraising and applauding the BLM movement. Yes, we'll be talking about a variety of things. All of them play into the question that we're asking today, can America survive the Biden administration? But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, that is not based on philosophical rhetoric. Do not base my remarks, my questions, my comments on any ideological, political bent. We're not talking about any denominational dogma. We're talking about what does the Word of God say. It's what I call a central biblicist worldview, a central biblicist worldview. And I've never read behind anybody that used that statement. I think that I've coined that for the past 35, 45 years. But it's a term that I think is very relevant, very applicable. Have a central biblicist worldview. It's what does the Bible say, notwithstanding what other denominations or people might think or say, certainly not what the socialist, BLM, communist media might say, but what does the Word of God say? When we look at the Scripture, ladies and gentlemen, that should be the first, foremost, and final authority for your life and mine. I'm always amazed at the number of people, even among Christians, that will look at the Bible and say, well, that's what the Bible says. This is what I think. I think that the Bible says this, but I'd rather do this. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have an option. If the Bible says it, that settles it. It is the final authoritative Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word that we need to go by. It is the truth book, as I like to call it. When we do this program each day, we're seeking to find the truth of God's Word and apply it to what we find taking place in our nation, and make the analysis and come up with the decision, the answer as to what we need to do and how we need to respond based on what we see taking place in our nation and based on the authority of the Word of God. In John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus is talking with his disciples, and he says, If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Continue means to constantly state to be in. Then you're my disciples indeed. That means truly, surely, you're my disciples. An indication, an evidence of being a disciple, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, is if we stay in the word of God. And Jesus goes on to say, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How did he say the disciples will know the truth? Stay in the word. Staying in the word, we're set free from what would be called the norms of the world, norms of society, the absolutes of what the Biden administration and others might tell us. We can counter that with the truth of the word of God. And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. He further makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where we find the statement, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth that we ought to acknowledge, truth we ought to seek, truth that ought to be the mindset, the modus operandi for our lives. It is the secularist George Orwell that made a powerful statement that I think must be understood in the context of his statement. In the dystopian novel of his writing, I believe it was in the late 40s that he wrote the book entitled 1984, projecting where America would be by the year 1984. And he made this statement. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Now, if I'm talking to you today, if you're listening to me today, if you've been standing for truth, you understand what I'm saying. You can talk truth, theological truth, doctrinal truth, biblical truth, political truth, socioeconomic truth. You can speak truth, and multitudes today do not want to hear it. I've been saying for over 2 years that masks are worthless. They have no value whatsoever. That's truth. WHO has finally admitted that. CDC still wants to cling on to with about 26 different masks. And at first they were saying the masks are not good, February 2020. And then Fauci, 30 days later, said masks are needed. And then we finally find out that he says, no, it needs to be double mask or triple mask. And the masquerade is still taking place in many states across America. But finally they've said we're going to, four states just announced yesterday, they're all blue states, all socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic states. Four states have said we're lifting the mask mandate by the end of February. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the, how would you say, one of the spokespeople on one of the news channels this morning, as I watched at about 6:30, 7 o'clock, they said masks have not been beneficial from the very start. So finally, the blue states now are saying that masks are not needed. We can eliminate the mask mandate. Now, the big question, they've known all along that the masks were simply a tool to cause, bring about submission and surrender to Big Brother, to government. If they've known that, and they have, my contention, why are they all of a sudden saying we're going to lift the mask mandate? Nothing's changed. You still have COVID. You still have the Delta. You still have the Omicron variant. Nothing has changed. True, there's a number that's declined dramatically of those that are taken ill, those that are dying from the pathogen that's a man-made, Fauci-created pathogen from the gain-of-function research in the Chinese lab, the Wuhan China lab. That's the reason a lot of friends of mine call it the China virus, because that's what it is. But ladies and gentlemen, nothing has changed. So why are they doing it? It's simply because they're recognizing the repulsion of the public. They're recognizing the rejection of the populace. They're realizing that if they're going to try to win in the 2022 November election, they've got to have an about face, a turn of direction. They've got to have a new direction with what they're doing and saying. We're watching the beginning of the backtracking of the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats in the media. So it's the truth that we need to hear. It's truth that needs to be understood. And the fact that the Bible is the source book for truth, former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made a powerful statement. The title of this article, DeMint Warns America's Decline Linked to the Death of Truth. And in part, this is what he says. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. He goes on to say, and I quote, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I go to the fact that we need to stand for truth, especially as Christians, conservatives, and patriots. We need to stand for truth. You watch the truckers across America and at the Canadian border. Now, I'm not putting all truckers in the category of being Christian conservative patriots, but they're standing for truth. The truth is that they ought to have opportunity to transport goods across America without being stopped and saying, you need a COVID pass, you need the COVID jab, or you need your mask on, or you cannot come onto the ports and deliver the product. I'd love to see, and it'd be detrimental for all of us, but I'd love to see a total lockdown of any distribution of any goods in America until the politicians wake up, smell the coffee, and realize that they're the ones that are the problems, not the people, not we the people. We ought to be free citizens. We ought to be free based on the Word of God. We ought to be free based on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we need to take a stand. I pray that millions across America will stand with the truckers. I pray that we'll see right now in one of the major counties in California, where it's coming to the screeching halt now, is to the police officers, the law enforcement there, and others, because they say all of the city workers, all of those that are government workers, need to take the jab by a certain date. That date's coming up, I believe, in the next few days. And if not, some 4,000 police officers will be out of a job. They'll either walk or they will take the jab. And I am praying, ladies and gentlemen, I told my wife this morning, I heard that on the news, I am praying that the police officers simply walk off the job so they can see the implosion of humanity and the carnality and the wickedness of humanity unless we have civil government in place, including law enforcement. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the collapse of the COVID cover for the tyrannical takeover, the totalitarian tyrannical takeover of the governments, whether it be the mayor, the city council, or the governors, or the Oval Office with the Joe Biden, that's not cognitive enough to know that he's being played as a puppet. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we stand for truth. The 15th century theologian and church reformer said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we ought to do as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots today, is stand for the truth. And I have found in my less than 100 years, I have found that one of the most difficult things for society to embrace is truth. Even among Christians, you speak truth to a person in love, and many times they'll revolt, and reject what you're trying to say. It's because the wickedness of the human heart says, you're not going to tell me what to do. But when it comes to truth, ladies and gentlemen, you find that wicked human heart embedded in those bureaucrats, those political leaders, those that are wanting to force submission of the American citizen and destroy our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But there's some good news coming out of Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen. That good news is that Tools for Time is now hiring in all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that makes Tools for Time a place that multitudes are looking to have employment. Closed on Sundays so that you can worship with your family. Just drop by Tools for Time today at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Drop by Tools for Time and fill out an application, make your application, and look forward to an interview with the staff there. But Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is, again, I say, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering where things stand and where we're going and what is taking place, we need to recognize that the Bible is coming to fruition. every day that I listen to the news and watch the news and read the news, and I have the privilege of doing so many hours of each day, of reviewing what's happening, looking at a global picture, and analyzing that under the scrutiny of what does the Bible say, to make a decision on what I'll be talking about on this broadcast, to bring you up to date on what is taking place from a biblical worldview. But when we watch some things taking place, ladies and gentlemen, let me just do an overview, and then we're going to look at these things step by step for this broadcast. Look at Russia. Look at what's happening in China. Look at the China Winter Olympics and what Nancy Pelosi is saying. Just look at North Korea with Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, when he's firing off, I believe just this past month, there were 6 different missiles that he fired off. Someone said recently with one of the news articles that they noticed that he was having a difficult time even breathing while walking up a set of stairs. I believe he recognizes his frailty. I believe he's recognizing the potential of life caving in on him because of his ill health. But at the same time, he's wanting his nation to recognize that he's the strong man. He's wanting America to recognize that he is flexing his muscles at Joe Biden, because all of the nations around the globe recognize we have a weak president, and they're taking advantage of it. Look at what's happening in Syria. Look at what is taking place in Iran. Look at what is taking place in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen, in general. We're watching biblical, eschatological, prophetic text jump off the pages. Ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. An exciting conversation that we want to have today. Want you to be a participant, part of it. Want to know where you stand, what your thoughts are. Is it good that we're in America? Is it bad? Do you commend Joe Biden? I think Joe Biden's got a good negative record. I believe his record is something like 36% positive, people that thinks that he's doing okay. But we are in a very, very, very negative free fall as morals and ethics and values take place as we see them today in America. But ladies and gentlemen, we can watch the handwriting on the wall. We're going to talk about Ezekiel 38-39. We'll talk about Revelation 13. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 18. We're going to look at what the Bible says in relationship to Jesus speaking about a divided nation and what he says. And it's from that text, ladies and gentlemen, that I make the decision, make the determination to call today's broadcast, Can America Survive the Biden Administration? I want you to listen very, very carefully and join in the dialogue and discussion today. Again, that number is 831-0917, 831-0917. The world, ladies and gentlemen, is watching the Winter Olympics. Now, I'm not watching them. I tune in and just see a minute or two of it. I'm not a sports-minded person to begin with, but I watch it to see what's taking place. But the thing that amazes me as we watch the Winter Olympics and we watch it taking place in China, where you have Coca-Cola and other major brand names that are sponsoring the Winter Olympics and bowing and kowtowing to the demands and the whims and the wishes of the Socialist Marxist Communist Party in China, that they cannot speak about anything in relationship to a negative statement about China. I don't know if you watched on the news recently where I believe it was a French newsman was literally dragged off the stage. It's either dragged or drugged. I think it's dragged off the stage by a communist police officer, taking him off the stage because he was asking questions about the Chinese communists and what they were doing with the sports people, the athletes that are in the Olympics playing the games. But ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Pelosi, listen carefully. Nancy Pelosi, rather than taking a stand and publicly saying something, telling the truth about China, rather than publicly condemning China for what they're doing and their socialist, Marxist, communist party, rather than that, Nancy Pelosi says to all of the athletes in the Winter Olympics, just keep your mouth shut. Don't open your mouth. Don't say anything negative. Don't ask any questions. Don't ask questions about the communist nation. Don't ask any questions about their dereliction of responsibility when it comes to human rights. Don't ask anything about COVID-19 and the origin of it. Don't ask any things about in a negative sense at all. She says, just be silent. Just be quiet while you're in Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, you know why Nancy Pelosi takes that position? I'm going to make a couple of statements, then we'll take our first caller. You know why Nancy Pelosi keeps her mouth shut and warns all of us, all of the athletes, to keep their mouths shut? It's because of the hundreds of millions of dollars that the politicians, both sides of the aisle, but Nancy Pelosi in particular, Nancy Pelosi's husband goes under a different name from the standpoint of last name, so she generally did not recognize the two of them. But Nancy Pelosi's husband and her son have made millions in relationship to the deals that's been cut behind the scenes with the Ukrainians, with the Russians, with China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yet they come on the stage and tell the people, we the people, that those nations are bad people. We need to stand against them. But yet you say, be silent and don't say anything about it. Nancy Pelosi, ladies and gentlemen, had a communist spy as her chauffeur for over 20 years that would sit in all the meetings, that would listen to all of the conversations while en route from speaking engagement to others. And with all of those connections that she had for 20-plus years, that spy was with Nancy Pelosi every place she'd go. Was anything done when it was discovered? No. Was any apology made? No. Was any recognition of the fact that she perhaps knew that for that period of time? No. It simply, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have politicians today that could care less about the safety of America, its borders and otherwise, could care less about that as long as they can make the M-O-N-E-Y. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Hey, how are you doing, Dr. Youngblood? My name is Alan Smith from Jacksonville, Florida.
Alan, God bless you. Thank you for your call.
God bless you too, man. I am I am a Christian. I've been saved for since I was 17, but backslidden. But let me tell you, I've rededicated my life to Christ, and He has moved and spoke to me in ways that I've never even heard. Yeah, every possible. And this thing with Joe Biden, I fully agree with you. This is the end times. We are in the end times. This generation will see the end times. And I'm praying that Jesus comes back on that white horse so fast, because I'm so done with this earth and all these politicians. And, you know, it's not up to us to judge, but God will pour out His judgment on these politicians. And they will reap, when they get to heaven, they're going to regret the day that they put Joe Biden in office. And, it's God's, and I'm ADHD, so you have to forgive me. I talk fast, but yeah,
that's all right.
You
joined the club, brother.
It is God's will for this to happen. And everybody said, well, why is God putting us through this? Why is it? Well, because like you said, it's prophecy and it's coming through. You can't go through pain in life without any struggle. It'll make us stronger, and it'll make us go closer to God. But I really believe my mother said that God has taken His hand off this earth because of Joe Biden. And maybe that's true in a way, just to prepare us for what is to come and for us to be tested.
Absolutely. Brother, you have stated it spot on exactly where we are. And let me get you to hold for a moment. Let's just have some dialogue on that issue. What we're seeing,
sure,
and perhaps you've heard me say before, May 15, 1948, Israel became a nation. God reestablished Israel according to Ezekiel 37, when the Valley of Dry Bones stood up, took on sinew and muscle, and became a nation. That was May 15, 1948. From that point to this very point, God has been re-engaging with Israel, the apple of God's eye, disengaging with the Gentile nations around the globe. As a result of that, we're watching progressively the hand of God judging a nation and other nations, not just America, but judging the nations around the globe that said no to God, no to Jesus Christ, turned their backs on God. Many nations, including America, we banned the Bible, we banned prayer, we banned the crosses, we banned anything that's called good, godly, and morals and ethics. And as a result of it, we're watching the hand of God. So we're watching prophecy leaping off the pages as we see what is taking place today. And I am with you. I'm praying. And we need to, and I say to everybody every day, we need to keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. The rapture of the church is on the very verge of taking place. And I'm saying this with passion and with zeal and with concern and conviction, because multitudes listening today are going through life lackadaisically, as though we have an eternity on this earth without any question about where we're going and what we're doing. This is the reason we need to be very careful. Go right ahead.
I completely agree with you, Dr. Youngblood. I mean, I listen to you every day. But God has put this on my heart, and please forgive me. It's kind of not like what you were talking about, but if there's anybody out there listening that is going through addiction or is going through anything, let me tell you, I'm a living, breathing example that God can save you and God can bring you through anything. All the times and trials and troubles that you guys are going through, especially like, you know, with all these politicians and everything like that, apply it to your life. and God will bring you through anything. You may have to go through troubles and times and hurt, but that will bring you closer to God. I promise you, I'm a living, breathing person, and I just feel it in my heart. There's somebody out there who needs to hear this. And if you're that person, then please, I urge you to go to the Bible, open it up, and I promise you, Jesus died for you. He died for your sins. So when you go to heaven, I lost my sister. My sister was murdered on July 31st and by her husband. And it tore us apart. But you know what? It brought me closer to God because the devil wanted to use it to destroy me, but he used it to bring me closer.
Amen. Brother, I'm sorry to hear.
Thank you, Dr. Young.
I'm sorry to hear of your loss, but I'm thankful that God is still working. And I encourage our listeners today to recognize that through the deepest valleys, the deepest, darkest days, God is still there. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the question, can America survive the Biden administration? We're seeing major, major, major tectonic changes in our nation. And I believe the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Are we recognizing the hand of God? Do we recognize what God is saying? Do we recognize, just as our listener just stated, that when we have difficulties and darkness that God is talking? Are we listening? Are we recognizing what God is wanting to say to us? But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is taking place. I think for the most part, the average listener, the average onlooker, does not fully fathom what we see taking place with the coming together, the tipping point being set in place with the nations around the globe. When you take Russia and China, for example, they've always been adversaries of America. They've never been friends. Russia is angry, armed to the teeth, aggressive, and waiting for the opportunity to take back what was formerly the old USSR. It is through Putin that he thinks that he is in the position to do so now, because he sees a weak America. He sees a weak American leader. He sees a Joe Biden that's asleep at the wheel. But I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says Russia and China agree to a no-limits relationship at the Beijing Olympics. Let me just read you three brief paragraphs from this four-page article, dated February the 5th, 2022. During the first day of the Winter Olympics, China and Russia declared a no-limits partnership. Chinese and Russian leaders agreed to support each other in their respective efforts to expand their borders to include the currently independent nations of Taiwan and Ukraine. Chinese President Xi hosted Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the two came to the consensus that that their new relationship was superior to any Cold War era alliances, end quote, and that the two nations would, quote, work together on peace, climate change, artificial intelligence, and control of the internet. Reuters News said that Xi supported Russia's demands to exclude Ukraine from the NATO, and Vladimir Putin's agreed to oppose any form of national independence for Taiwan. Both Chinese and Russians have become increasingly aggressive as they seemingly prepare to invade sovereign nations they believe they are to reclaim. The State Department leading East Asia diplomat, if Russia further invades Ukraine and China, looks the other way, it suggests that China is willing to tolerate the tactics support Russia's efforts to coerce Ukraine. President Putin endorsed China's stance that Taiwan is an inalienable part of China. And it goes on to talk about the joint statement, Russia and China. Friendship between the two states has no limits. There are no forbidden areas of cooperation. The new agreement pushes the two countries' friendship to new heights and new levels as never seen before, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching God set the stage. We're watching God put these actors, these players, into place for God's eschatological prophetic text to jump off the pages. We'll talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, because in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it's Russia that leads a five Islamically proclivity nation. And Islamic nations, those that have the major number of those Islamic, leading the five nations to come to battle against the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel, and it will promulgate that battle around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there as we continue right after the top of the hour news. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back in about 1 minute.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.